Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here, early. Right now at Wayfair, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, holiday decor, and way more. Now is the time to score big, from seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, with Wayfair, enjoy fast and easy shipping, with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome in, everybody, to The Early Line. We are live right here on Sports Grid on a Tuesday morning. I'm Kevin Walsh, joined, as always, by Donnie. Right side, Donnie, how are you?
Yeah, feeling good on a Tuesday today. You know, you got that little weekend malaise out of our system. Powered through Monday, back at it Tuesday. Big doings in the NBA free agency last night, Kevin. Hey, I guess we picked the wrong thing to do. You can either do content or you can make a few $100 million in the NBA. I don't know if we chose correctly here, Kevin.
That's a fair question. There's a lot of bags being tossed out there, no doubt about it. Let's get straight to it. 7-7 top headlines. We'll start with the Miami Heat, who land Kyle Lowry, the former Toronto Raptors star guard. Also bring over P.J. Tucker from the NBA champion Milwaukee Bucks and see their odds to win the NBA championship shift drastically.
Yes, and it should have here. And look at the MO of this basketball team. Jimmy Butler, one of the toughest guys in the NBA. Kyle Lowry, even though he's getting up there in age, one of the tougher players you'll find. And PJ Tucker does all the dirty work you could ever want. So if this team is looking to get into a backyard brawl throughout the NBA season, you got the guys to do it here. I like what they did. Their odds are moving up. Now, most people, Kevin, and it's a shame that we look at it in this type of environment, particularly in the NBA. It's like the haves and the have-nots, right? Well, it's not even going to matter for an NBA championship. You don't know that. As we saw last year, you don't know who's going to get injured. And, oh, yeah. Remember Giannis looked like he snapped his leg in half? They ended up winning a championship. That could have been drastically different if he does not, or excuse me, if he gets hurt and is not able to play anymore. Love what the Miami Heat did, Kevin.
Strong agree. We'll break it down a lot where Miami not only lands in the landscape of the NBA, but is specifically the Eastern Conference. We also got some news that not all that surprising, though the figure amounts, if you would have told somebody this 2 years ago, they would never believe you. Chris Paul re-signs with the Phoenix Suns for a gargantuan amount of money. 4 years, $120 million.
Well, who turns down 1 year, $44 million? Well, obviously the guy that can turn that $44 million into $120 million with about $500 million, Kevin, in career earnings when this contract is up for the Phoenix Suns. Chris Paul, as we like to say, Kevin, he's winning at life.
Yeah, he's certainly making it happen. Big boost for the Phoenix Suns to make sure that CP3 will be back. The Suns right now 13-1 to win next year's NBA championship. The favorites in the Western Conference, the LA Lakers, bring back a bunch of players that used to play for the Lakers. Wayne Ellington, Dwight Howard, Trevor Ariza, and Kent Bazemore, all former Lakers, joining back with the purple and gold this offseason.
Yeah, would have thought that the Lakers would have their schedule mapped out for their offseason plans right away, but boy, have they. Making a splash in day one. Huge names? No, but you still have to fill out a roster after getting Westbrook. So you have the big three. You have a competent bench. You do lose Alex Caruso, which is more of a fan favorite than maybe a dominant player on the court for the Lakers. But you can't fault the Lakers. It looks like, Kevin, they had a plan and executed exactly the way they wanted to, wrapping up basically everything they needed to do within 24 hours of the actual free agency deadline.
The Lakers have moved from plus 600 to win the NBA championship since the opening of these numbers all the way down to plus 370. Begs the question, how many times can I ask Donnie to grab a piece of the Lakers before it's too late? I mean, the people are wondering. In other basketball-related news, two teams advancing to the semifinals on the Olympic stage. Let's bring the radio audience into the fold here. Thanks to all those that are listening to the Early Line on Sports Grid Radio, all of our radio affiliates out there. there. Kevin Walsh and Donnie Wrightside hanging with you on this Tuesday morning. But Donnie, Team USA as well as Luka and Slovenia advancing to the semifinal round.
Yeah, nice calm game by Luka here. Drops 20 points. We both thought he would actually score a little bit more in that game. If you'd have told me 94 to 70, probably would have been going for 30 plus, but they didn't need him. Just puts in his normal work there. And then Team USA 95 to 81, a nice win. Maybe the MO here of the basketball team for the United States is, hey, we need each and every game to have a little turbulence here, a little bit of adversity to get over the hump. Kevin Durant rescues that team with 29 points as they continue to move on. That's a nice win over Spain. Good for Team USA.
Less than an hour out for another Olympic basketball game between Australia and Argentina getting underway. Going over to the NFL, an update on Carson Wentz yesterday. Donnie and I wondering, maybe the surgery the better option? Seems like that's the way it planned out for Indianapolis, as Carson Wentz will be going under 4-foot surgery, and he's expected to miss anywhere between 5 to 12 weeks.
It sounds like it's going to be on the lesser side of that scale, Kevin, between 5 to 12 weeks, because you're not going to get surgery if it says, hey, we'll fix it, but you're going to be out 12 weeks no matter what, as opposed to if you rest it, you might be back in 6 weeks. Get it done. Don't let this linger. If you have playoff aspirations like we know the Indianapolis Colts do, Kevin, you got to get this taken care of. He should be able to rehab in a few weeks, and also a timeline is out that he could play week one.
We will talk about the updated Colts numbers quite a bit here throughout our show. More football news, but over in the world of college football, still injury related to a quarterback, LSU's Miles Brennan with a left arm injury that will require surgery. No updated timeline here, but Brennan was in a quarterback battle. Certainly now not going to be ready for the Tigers to start this season, at least.
I guess you could say it's a little bit of a blessing in disguise that it's not his throwing arm, but also Brennan last year had a little bit of problems, you know, staying healthy and being on the football field. So we'll see if that lingers into the season. We don't know how long he's going to be out, but again, a non-throwing shoulder injury. They do have a good backup as well, but a definite impact here on LSU heading into 2021, Kevin.
Brennan was in a QB battle with Max Johnson, so certainly, as Donnie said, a viable backup. Last headline here, unfortunate news for the Yankees, and no, not the embarrassing performance to the O's. Gerrit Cole, Donnie, with a positive COVID test.
Yeah, I thought this was why we buried this as the 7th in 7 and 7 here, so we didn't get too much time to talk about it. Not good news for the Yanks.
Yeah, you sneak it in, you move on. Boy, things are not good in the Bronx. Come right back here on the early line.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back right here on the early line. NBA free agency is underway and the deals coming quickly. But the biggest movers in the odds to win the NBA championship are the Miami Heat, from 35-1 all the way down now to 16-1 on the FanDuel Sportsbook. This on the heels of their main move being Kyle Lowry joining this team. They send out Goran Dragic and former first round pick Precious Achiuwa. They also land PJ Tucker off of the NBA champion Milwaukee Bucks. Donnie, talk to me about these moves made by Miami and their shift from 35-1 down to 16-1.
Yes, we talked in the 7-7. It makes a lot of sense for Miami. And I know, Kevin, a lot of people, again, have that same question. Like, well, why are you doing this? It's just Brooklyn. You just saw what Milwaukee did last year. They're bringing just about everybody back minus P.J. Tucker at this point. Again, I like P.J. Tucker. He's a nice piece, but he should be able to be replaced in Milwaukee. You still have a talented Philadelphia 76ers team and a lot of other people making moves. But just from a Miami perspective, do you think when this team gets into the fourth quarter, Kevin, they're not going to be headstrong enough to win basketball games? Or if they're down 3-2 in a playoff series, in the playoffs, that they're not going to be able to overcome it? You're talking about Jimmy Butler, just tough-minded. Kyle Lowry, tough-minded here from the city of Philadelphia. Also, PJ Tucker. You have a lot of players that can do the dirty work, and also some ridiculous shooting from three-point range with two young scorers that they have. So when you see the actual move on the odds, it is very reactionary, because when you put a new let's just say market up, even though, yes, we know in the FanDuel Sportsbook, this has been up for a while, but the odds, you know, are going to reset themselves, A, after the draft, and B, once free agency opens up. And you're going to look at the movers and the shakers to try to change those lines up or what team wants to bet. If you look at what the Miami Heat did pre-draft, pre-free agency, say, okay, we'll see what they do. But once they make these moves, or Kevin, bring in a couple really good basketball players, no doubt in my mind they're moving up. Now, the jockeying is going to continue. Let's just say the Philadelphia 76ers here at 18-1 now, sitting behind the Miami Heat at 16-1. If they go out and make a move from Ben Simmons to Dame Lillard, that will shake it up as well. But the first initial moves, I do think, are correct, because what happened yesterday, the Miami Heat got a lot better, Kevin. That's why those odds are shifting around.
100%. Look, at the end of the day, are the Miami Heat better than Brooklyn? Better than Milwaukee? No. I wouldn't even try and tell you that they are on their tier. But this team wants to win an NBA championship. As you mentioned, this team wants to go for it. Look, let's not be short-sighted here. They just went to the NBA Finals just two seasons ago. You look at the roster last year. It was Jimmy Butler. It was Bam Adebayo. And it was everybody else. Bringing in Kyle Lowry as your third piece is tremendous. A considerable boost when you consider that Kyle Lowry was the Raptors' best player last season, or was at the minimum slated to be their best player. Pair that with a guy like PJ Tucker. Look, at the end of the day, I know Kevin Durant got his. But if you meet up with the Brooklyn Nets, do you think Durant's all that excited to have to deal with that guy for another series? They bring back Duncan Robinson, one of the five best shooters the NBA has to offer. As Donnie said, this team got better. What's fascinating to me on their odds to win the title, and we have talked about their odds on this show before, when these numbers opened up, that 35-1 price felt vulnerable, because if you were paying attention to the reports, you knew that Miami would be aggressive, and that's exactly what they were. Blowing past a team like the Mavericks, a team like the Nuggets, but also jumping in front of a suspiciously quiet 76ers basketball team still waiting on them to drop some news. Let's quickly bring up two teams that return their star point guards in both the Phoenix Suns bringing back Chris Paul and the Utah Jazz bringing back Mike Conley. Utah 12-1 to win the NBA championship. Phoenix 13-1 to win the NBA championship. Donnie, do you make much of anything with these two moves?
No, it almost seems like they were automatic moves to make. You know, we joke about CP3 opting out, heading on a $5 million deal to the Los Angeles Lakers, which we all joked about, and obviously it was a joke because he re-signed for a massive amount here in Phoenix. But Connolly coming back as well. You're talking about team leaders. You're talking about guys with the ball in their hand, clutch moments here. Now, we do know Conley was a little bit banged up last year, but heading into this season, as we take a look now at the Utah Jazz, that's a really good basketball team. Those guys weren't going anywhere, and the teams that have those guys, being Utah and Phoenix, would have been ludicrous to let them look elsewhere and say, hey, maybe not worth the money. In the NBA, if you have the money, spend it, and spend it on good basketball players. Both of these teams did that. They should have a very talented roster, each one of those, heading into the next season. Will it equate to a championship? We don't know, Kevin. But again, my point, as always, goes, is your team getting better by losing Chris Paul? Is your team getting better by losing Mike Conley? Absolutely not. Sign these guys, bring them back, make a run.
And at the end of the day, bringing them back makes sense. I just think for Utah specifically, you have to ask yourself, is it ever going to really happen? I mean, last year was their opportunity, and they couldn't beat Paul George without Kawhi Leonard. And now they sit there 12-1. It is a fascinating number. And as far as Phoenix goes, whether or not I believe that that team was a first-round exit if they played the healthy Lakers is at this time besides the point. You still want to give yourselves the best chance to be competitive in the same way you did last year when you bought Chris Paul in. Those are strong, no-doubter moves. One of the other big movers, Donnie, in the odds to win the NBA championship, and this one, unlike the Miami Heat, I cannot figure out for the life of me. One of the teams that seemingly kept striking out on, oh, we want this guy, we want this guy, was the New Orleans Pelicans, to the point where they had to go and send out a first-round pick to bring in Devonta Graham of the Charlotte Hornets. Now, I like Graham. Fine player. Is it better than Lonzo? I'm not sure. Maybe the fit works a little bit better, but certainly nothing that they did yesterday, Donnie, could possibly justify them going from 85-1 to 48-1 to win next year's title in front of a team like the Portland Trailblazers.
Yeah, no, it's an interesting move here, and I think it was widely panned as well. It wasn't like one of those moves like, ooh, that's a great move and sticks out. It's almost like you read it and you say, all right, let me do some digging here to see if it actually makes sense. Well, if the odds are on the move, chances are people are betting them, and it does make overall sense because you look at the Pelicans roster here heading into the 2021 NBA season. You know, you got Walker at point guard. Devontae Graham now is going to slide into that shooting guard role, as we know. Brandon Graham, Zion Williamson, and also Valanciunas. That's a very good starting five, but behind that is where you might have some question marks. But you're right. If you look at this team overall, what is the goal of the New Orleans Pelicans franchise, Kevin? I don't even think it's necessarily to win this year. It's to maybe make Zion Williamson comfortable enough to try to get him to re-sign in New Orleans and not go the route of AD like, hey, I'm here. I'm just, you know, I'm going to wait at my time out and I want to go to greener pastures. It looks like every move that's being around the made is trying to just get a little bit of tape on that organization to keep everything together. Hey, Zion, do you like this move? Hey, Zion, do you like this head coach? And boy, wouldn't it be great here if we played good basketball this year and you stuck around for a max extension over the next 5 to 6 years? Everything they're doing is trying to placate Zion. But when you look at the big moves to be made, they're not making those where you say, oh, man, Zion's going to be so excited to come back with this basketball team. Are they a better basketball team than what they were last year? Rightfully, I think they are. I think they have a chance to get in the playoffs. Also, keep in mind, the playoffs no longer 8 teams. You have that extended 10 team, so it's an extra 2 that you have in. They just missed that cutoff line last year. Are they a playoff team? Yes. But the bigger picture is, Kevin, is Zion going to be happy with this team and stay there for the long term?
Ultimately, I just want to make sure I hit this point. David Griffin was talking spicy when he left Cleveland about, not as much of a grind as LeBron this, LeBron that. Not as easy. Not as easy when the king can't fix all your moves, huh? How has he already managed to have Zion wanting out? Zion is 2 years into the NBA. Anthony Davis played 7 seasons in New Orleans. It's not as easy, is it? They're making panic moves for Devontae Graham before Zion has played his junior season? He was just playing in the USA World game during the All-Star break. I mean, what is actually going on in New Orleans? Like, they just let Lonzo walk. Like, there wasn't even like, oh, maybe this makes sense. Maybe this makes sense. There are teams out there that are calling on Brandon Ingram because they're like, yeah, they're a bunch of jabronis. They don't know what they're doing. And they're right. But what I can't figure out for the life of me is them going from 85 to 48 to win the title. I guess that's just some New Orleans person dropping a bag. I mean, it makes absolutely no sense. They have the 8th best odds of any Western Conference team. Pelicans playoffs? I'm not so sure about that. A lot of other moves to hit. We'll also break down a little bit of the Olympic basketball action next, right here on the Early Line. Keep it locked on Sports Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, we're right back here on the Early Line. Still some more moves to break down. The Chicago Bulls were very active as well, but we're going to talk about them during Hot or Not. Lonzo Ball and Alex Caruso, the main moves that they made there. The interesting thing is the Chicago Bulls are going to look to come in and take up an Eastern Conference playoff spot. One team that could be vulnerable is the New York Knicks. They had an interesting start to their offseason, Donnie. Certainly, Evan Fournier, their big move. They bring back Alec Burks, Nerlens Noel, and also Derrick Rose. New York Knicks here, last year's 4th seed in the Eastern Conference. How do you feel about their start to free agency?
I like it. And again, I preface this by saying you can't have overhyped expectations. Oh, basketball, it's back, Kevin. We're going to head all the way to the, you know, NBA championship, make a deep run. That's not necessarily the case. In order to win a championship, you have to have a solid foundation in your organization, which, as we saw with the Knicks, what, the past 20 years, not so solid of a foundation, but I think they're building something. You have a real, you know, tough head coach in Thibodeau that's guiding the crew. But look at the estimated starting lineup here that we're going to enter into the 2021 NBA basketball season. Derrick Rose, Evan Fournier, you got Barrett, Randall Robinson. You got some nice players off the bench there. Alec Burks, Obi Toppin, Nerlens Noel. This is a good basketball team, Kevin. They will be in the playoffs again. And that's a nice start for the New York Knicks. Isn't it nice for New York Knicks fans tuning in going, boy, year after year after year, it's who's going to come in free agency? Who are we going to get in the top three of the NBA draft? Are we going to fire our coach? And do we want James Dolan to still be the owner of the organization? Isn't it nice now to turn that all around here in 2021, Kevin, and say, wow, this looks like it's a good organization on the up and up now that's going to be a continuous playoff basketball team over the next couple of years. That's a great start. The guys that they signed, the guys that they re-signed, I think they have a nice mix here, Kevin. They're going to the playoffs. Are they going to win in the playoffs? Maybe get through a round. But just having playoff basketball back in Madison Square Garden, that's a great start for me.
I'm not as bullish on all of it, to be fair, Donnie. I'm not. At the end of the day, they needed to do something. And they had a lot of money, and they were trying to be optimistic that they could go out there and make a big swing. But realistically, that roster last year that was the four seed, I do not feel anywhere near as good about them getting back to that level. Not even with the addition of Evan Fournier. We've talked about it. A team like the Chicago Bulls will be on the rise. A team like the Indiana Pacers will also be on the rise. The Eastern Conference, even if it is not, you know, going to be littered with contenders, it will be littered with teams that are going to be competitive for a playoff spot. Don't forget, the Knicks finished in front of the Hawks, the Heat, and the Celtics, and they will not be projected to finish in front of any of those teams entering in next season. At the end of the day, they needed to be aggressive. They needed to do something. The money dried up fast. Or not even the money, the players, the talent realistically dried up fast, Donnie. And I just wonder if this Knicks team here is still maybe waiting and hoping for the next big, you know, free agent or the next big player to request that trade. Because you're right. This is not a team that should be saying, oh, championship or bust. I agree. I'm not sure they're putting forward a roster that is a surefire postseason lock.
It is. It's interesting, though, because, again, you know how we look at the NFL schedule now, Kevin, the 16 games, the 17 games, get the extra ones. Everybody can bump up. They added the extra, you know, playoff team last year from 6 to 7 in each conference. It's the same thing now at the NBA. So looking at the playoffs to me is a little bit differently than in the past, because typically the top 8 got in. Now the top 10 get in. So theoretically, another few teams added to the playoff mix, which keeps other teams in the hunt. How many teams in the offseason would have just said, hey, you know what? We're not going to be in the top 8. Why even challenge? Let's just tank this season and see if we get a top 5 pick. Now, all of a sudden, the chance to get into that playoff round, to get some extra sales as a home playoff game, to keep your team and your fans engaged throughout the season. How many times have we seen the last month of an NBA season, a couple teams jockeying for position up top, and there's a lot of teams down the bottom that aren't even playing good basketball at the end because they're just tanking? Now you add the extra 2 playoff teams. Those teams are going to be competitive on the back end because they think they can get into that play-in tournament now in the NBA. I like what the Knicks did. It's about being competitive before you can win championships. I think the Knicks are finally at that level, and you're right. We're not looking at championships right away from the Knicks, but it's a lot better than what we were seeing over the past 10 years in New York City.
There's no doubt about that. And at the end, there's no room for the Knicks to be like, oh, I'm not sure if it's our season, tear it down. 100% needed to be aggressive. One team that made the playoffs last year in the Eastern Conference that I do not think odds will suggest they are going to come back, it's the Washington Wizards. Their big move thus far, aside from trading away Russell Westbrook, bringing in Spencer Dinwiddie off of the injury. Donnie, we're talking about this a little bit during the break, and it was basically met with a, what are they doing? Good question. Not sure I have an answer for it.
Yeah, this looks like a big mismatch here. And what I was saying is last year, you had to sort of respect it, right? You bring in another superstar to play with Beal. They actually made the playoffs. Did we think they were going deep into the playoffs? Not really. But at least it was fun. It was exciting. If you were a Washington Wizards fan, you got some pleasure out of watching them play. Now Westbrook moves on. So now we're left with, okay, Dinwiddie, Beal, Kuzma, Hachimura, and Bryan. In a really good Eastern Conference. The point of this is what, Kevin? Because as we talk about, you know, you do add the extra 2 playoff seedings. Okay, so it's a 10. I don't think Washington's going to be playing into the playoffs here. So if you're not playing into the playoffs, the goal of your organization is to be so bad, Kevin, that you can get the top overall seed and try to reset your franchise like the Detroit Pistons hope to do with Cade Cunningham. But as long as you have Bradley Beal with decent talent around him, you're going to win enough games that you're probably not going to be the worst team overall in the NBA, because it doesn't appear, Kevin, that they're going for it, and it doesn't appear that they're actually in tank mode, which is a really bad situation in the NBA. I think everybody is waiting with these moves that come through. And nobody would fault him if the next IG or social media report came out about Bradley Beal that said, hey, guys, you know what? I loved it here. I tried my best. I owe it to myself to try to go win a championship. People in Washington would stand up and applaud. Thank you for being with us for this long and putting up with it. But he seems like he just wants to be there. But then again, where are the Wizards going at this point, Kevin?
It's going to be anywhere from 5 to 8 times that I find different ways to phrase the question to Donnie during future Hot or Nots, will Bradley Beal finish the season in Washington? I can't believe that he is going to stay in Washington. I know he said as much, but he's already flirted with the idea of the trade request. And when he looks around, is this a situation that he's going to want to stay in? And here's the question the Wizards will have to ask themselves. Unless he puts pen to paper on an extension, if Beal says, just let me play it out. We'll see what happens when I'm a free agent. You can't do that if you're Washington. You can't trust him like that, no matter what he says. This is going to be one to follow, no doubt about it. There's a couple more stuff here. We'll hit it a little bit during Hot or Not, but I do want to bring up Team USA and the rest of the Olympic results that we've seen thus far. Once again, 8 a.m. Eastern time, so a little less than a half hour from now, you'll see Australia and Argentina fight for the final spot in the semifinals. But Donnie, favorites pretty much ruling the day here. France, Slovenia, United States, all not only moving on, but all of them being able, if I'm not mistaken, to cover their numbers.
Yeah, as anticipated here for us. So you take a look at Slovenia, 94-70, easy winner over Germany. The United States, who struggled a little bit in that ball game and found themselves around a 7-point deficit, able to win that fairly easily, 95-81. Kevin Durant, 29 points. Dame Lillard cashed in with 11 as well. And then France, 84-75. There were no surprises here. And I guess as we look on for the final game here in the quarterfinals, Kevin, that you did bring up, Australia and Argentina, as they're going to play, it would be a surprise to me if Australia doesn't win that basketball game. So as expected here in the semis, so we're going to see some pretty good quarterfinals on our way into the championship rounds, I should say the gold medal rounds, to see if some of the teams can cash in. Still looking at the United States to me as being the favorite here, but they do show, Kevin, vulnerability during the game. They go through stretches, they don't play well. They find themselves in deficits, which really for Team USA basketball under the Krzyzewski years of the past 20 years really didn't find themselves in too many deficits. But that's the new NBA, that's the new guys they're sending over, that's the new FIBA rules with the Olympics. Should be a good one here as we head into the medal rounds.
Yeah, we do have updated odds to win the gold medal and a couple of other markets as it pertains to Olympic basketball. USA is the favorite at minus 380. Slovenia checks in at 5-1. France at plus 750. Australia is 16-1 with Argentina at 95-1. You will see either the Australia or Argentina number be shortened up after one of them does advance there. But because both are still live, they kind of have to occupy a similar space there. But you'll even notice, like, the odds to medal right now, really the only bettable number is Australia at that plus 104 spot there. It's fascinating. I think it's also just fascinating that Slovenia has found themselves now viewed, I don't want to say head and shoulders above of France, but there certainly seemingly is a gap between those teams. Like, Slovenia is going to be the favorite when those teams do play. And that still does surprise me a little bit. I know Luka has been phenomenal, but Donnie, I thought that France's win over the USA basketball team would command a little bit more respect in the betting markets. That's already the one semifinal that I am just going to be fascinated to see where those numbers land, because it does look like Slovenia is going to be laying a number.
Yeah, and they're dispatching teams left and right here. You're getting really good play, and obviously it always comes down to Luka Doncic. 33 minutes in the last game, or actually he just played today, a plus 24, which, you know, is exactly what you want, and you see the highlights in that game. When you need a bucket, Kevin, Luka Doncic is Mr. Bucket. Step back three-pointer, drive into the lane, get fouled, body somebody up in the paint, and it looks so effortless. It looks like he doesn't even jump half the time, Kevin, when he's in the paint trying to make these moves or these fadeaway jump shots, but it just works here. A superstar talent on a world stage playing for his hometown team, as I should say, home nation. This is going to be a good finals to watch here coming up in these medal rounds. I'm looking forward to it, and I hope the United States does meet up with Slovenia, and it's a good one.
And just so people know, Luka Doncic in his international career, 17-0 with Slovenia. I mean, they are dominant with Luka available. I do think France will be a tough matchup there. There was a nice FanDuel Sportsbook odds boost yesterday for KD and Lillard to combine for 40 in the win, and they did just get there on that final basket. Again, Durant led the way with 29 of those points. Nice win there for the U.S. We take a break here on the early line. We come on back. It is time for Hot or Not here on a Tuesday morning.
Congratulations.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, let's get after it, Hot or Not. A lot to get to, no time to waste. We'll still stick with the NBA. Let's bring up the Chicago Bulls. Very active. A couple of former Lakers, a couple of well-known names. Some people feel like maybe the name value more than the actual player value. Here's the question, though, Donnie. After bringing in Lonzo Ball, Alex Caruso at the start of their free agency, hot or not, the Chicago Bulls will make the playoffs next season.
I'm going to go hot on this one here. And again, this is buoyed by my thoughts of how the NBA playoffs are now structured, Kevin. Top eight teams, you might be looking at, maybe they don't make it in here. But you need to get in the top 10 in the Eastern Conference to get into the playoffs. And I think they will do that. Last year coming up, what, two games short outside of the Charlotte Hornets? They could be able to place the Charlotte Hornets. They could get after the Pacers. Look at the Wizards who have the eighth seed here. I don't think the Wizards are going to hang around in the playoffs here. I absolutely think it's hot that the Chicago Bulls, with the moves they made, and again, not moves that put them into a championship caliber, but just to answer the question here, if I do think the Chicago Bulls made enough moves, Kevin, to get into the playoffs, that is absolutely hot for me.
Yeah, totally agree. I think it's a hot. I think the Bulls right now, Donnie, I think I might like their roster more than what the New York Knicks bring to the table. Zach LaVine versus Julius Randle, totally fair conversation. Here's the quiet part about the Chicago Bulls team. It's not LaVine, it's not Lonzo, it's not Caruso. It's a full season of Nikola Vucevic, who they traded for mid-year to bring over from the Orlando Magic. An all-star big, 20-10, can shoot the three. Being able to have him for a full season, I think this Bulls roster will surprise people. I think that this Bulls team will not need the play-in game and get in from a 9 or a 10 spot there. I think that this is one of the best eight teams in the Eastern Conference when I look at it early doors. I think Lonzo will fit this team here. A willing facilitator to let Zach LaVine and let Nikola Vucevic get his. I think he is now in the ideal spot. And then bringing in Alex Caruso to try when you need to handle an opponent's best ball handler works really nicely. I really do like what the Chicago Bulls are going to bring to the table. We've got another one here, and we're going to go back to the Miami Heat. The funny thing about when we wrote this one up is it wasn't clearly the case on the FanDuel Sportsbook, but it is now. We'll see if Donnie agrees. We'll see if I agree. Donnie, hot or not, the Miami Heat are the third best team in the Eastern Conference.
As of August 3rd, 2021, the Miami Heat are the third best team in the East. That is absolutely hot. Now, not to say there's a lot that can still go on, and I think the one team that we're looking for, Kevin, that could jockey into that third spot is the Philadelphia 76ers. Let's keep in mind, if the Sixers have a healthy Joel Embiid, which is always a question mark, obviously, Ben Simmons does return, along with Tobias Harris, that's seemingly being shopped on the market as well. That's still a nice big three where you add some pieces around them through free agency or maybe trades, that they're a very good basketball team and not far behind. But as we're looking at this question, just based on today, the moves that the Heat made, and if the Sixers stay pat, they are going to be the better team. But that could quickly change if the Sixers move out and get a Bradley Beal, if they get a Dame Lillard, or shake up that lineup enough to bring another superstar into town for Ben Simmons. I think that will change. But just looking at the overall standings here of what we think can happen, and keep in mind, you see, the Sixers did take down the number one overall seed in the Eastern Conference. But obviously a healthy Brooklyn Nets team. Again, we're just going into the season as if we're playing a video game, Kevin, and turning injuries off. The Nets are more talented. The Bucks are more talented. And now I think right now the Miami Heat are more talented than the Philadelphia 76ers. So absolutely hot for me. As of today, Kevin, they are at least in the top three here in the East for me.
The Miami Heat, are absolutely the third best team. I had a conversation with Dave Sharapan, friend of the show, joins Donnie and I every night on In Play Sports Tonight. When these odds came out here, he said there's a clear top three in the East. I said I agree, but I think we probably have a different top three because I had Miami in there in front of Philly. Now, that was some projection in terms of the moves that they would make, and they have made those moves. And we've talked a lot about Miami. We've made it very clear that we like these Miami moves. As long as Doc Rivers is the head coach of the Philadelphia 76ers, unless they bring in Damian Lillard, which will be just an overwhelming amount of talent, I don't see Philly, for me, jumping in front of this Miami team. I'm not even sure the Bradley Beal move will do it. That is how little faith I have in Doc Rivers. And I'll just quickly ask you, Donnie, just to get a temperature check from someone who follows this Sixers organization as close as you do. A little put off by how quiet they have been to start free agency here?
No, because I think the big chip in the mix here is Ben Simmons, and the organization knows they have to get this right. Just making moves for the sake of making moves doesn't help anybody. If you flip Ben Simmons just to get him out of town, you don't get the extra two first-round picks or the player that you wanted just to get Ben Simmons out of town, doesn't make sense. How can we add on in free agency, talking about the Philadelphia 76ers, without knowing the future and where Ben Simmons is going to be? Because if the plan is to bring Ben back, that shifts your free agent focus. If the plan is to trade Ben Simmons, that shifts your focus here. I think they're doing their due diligence right now. There's no reason to rush at this plan, because if it goes wrong, you're going back to the dark days here in Philadelphia where you're hoping Joel Embiid can carry you and this didn't work out. Let's move some desks and chairs around, so to speak, in the office. They have to get this right, Kevin. Not surprised at all. They haven't made a splashy move just yet.
Sticking over now, let's go over to the NFL here on Hot or Not. The Colts got a big update around Carson Wentz. We're going to break down this move to start hour number two. Win totals, make the postseason, every single thing. But here is the question now. In the meantime, they are saying this is Jacob Eason's job. Donnie, hot or not, the Colts should let Eason start at quarterback while waiting for Wentz's return.
I'm going to say not on this one. And it's not because I don't think Jacob Eason could be a good NFL quarterback, but your aspirations as an organization with Carson Wentz heading into the season was to win a division, make a deep playoff run, see where it ends up here. So if we're going to say that maybe the injury is worse than let on for Carson Wentz, gets the surgery, but still going to miss the first three games of the season, every single game that Carson Wentz misses and Jacob Eason starts, that is going to be an uphill climb for the Colts. And every time you take the field, you only have a 17-game schedule. Every single win matters. So if you're going to say, okay, let's just say Wentz misses the first two games of the season, the Seahawks at home and the Rams at home, hey, young quarterback at least will be at home. That's two very good football teams, or particularly very good quarterbacks, that you're going to have to outduel as a young quarterback, not with much, experience overall in the NFL. So just looking at this topic overall here, should they make a move? I absolutely think they should, but it all depends on what the prognosis from Carson Wentz is. And Kevin, we still have time on this. Meaning if he comes back and starts his rehab in 2 weeks, like, hey, coach, my foot feels unbelievable, I'll be there week one. No, but if he comes back and runs around the first week and they're giving him 2 days off between workouts because the swelling is too much, you have to absolutely make a move for a veteran quarterback if you want to make the playoffs.
Undoubtedly. At the end of the day, this is a roster that believes they can compete for a Super Bowl. Reports out of camp that the defense is flying around and looks phenomenal. Always conversations around the offensive line. Jonathan Taylor, sophomore season. People love the coaching staff here in Indianapolis, and they love the general manager. And if they're going to make sure that they can stay afloat without Carson Wentz, they are going to need to make some kind of move. Now, Donnie makes a good point. They do not have to do it right now, right away. But the two teams whose numbers I am keeping readily available are the New England Patriots with Cam Newton, see if they're willing to start Mac Jones right away, and the Denver Broncos with Teddy Bridgewater. All signs point to them starting Drew Lock. That, to me, Donnie, makes the most sense here. Because, again, you're not looking to bring in even a player of, I think, Jimmy Garoppolo's ilk, where now it's a battle. Is Jimmy the guy? I don't think you're going that far. Cam Newton or Teddy Bridgewater are guys that could hold it down, but when Wentz is ready to go, you can easily make that transition.
absolutely. And also, keep in mind here, Carson Wentz still makes a lot of money. So I know a lot of people out here are like, hey, make the move for Jimmy Garoppolo. You're not going to pay two quarterbacks at that level and then have a quarterback competition. The goal is to get a veteran who can just hold the water for the franchise. Let's just say, worst case scenario, Kevin, surgery goes well, but Wentz isn't ready for the first six games of the season. If you're 3-3, that is a win. If you let a young quarterback play and go 1-5, your season is done. And in the NFL, things can change rapidly. That's a very good team, as you brought up with the Indianapolis Colts, that has a lot of good pieces together. You owe it to your teammates. You owe it to your franchise to put yourself in the best position to win until your quarterback comes back. I know yesterday saw Frank Reich, hey, Eason, this is your team. Well, it may be his team for the next 2 weeks so they find out exactly what's wrong and how long Carson Wentz is going to be out.
On the heels of this news, Donnie did something I thought that was really smart by bringing the Titans into the fold here. We'll talk about them during Take It or Leave It, but we'll also talk about them right here during Hot or Not. And this is a good one here. Donnie, Hot or Not, Mike Vrabel, the head coach of the Tennessee Titans, has some value to win Coach of the Year. His current number is 27-1.
Absolutely. And it's a domino that we look at in the NFL, because when bad news travels, that means great news for other organizations. And this one for the Tennessee Titans, that you're looking at a head-to-head matchup throughout this season between the Titans and the Colts for supremacy in the AFC South. Let's play worst-case scenario here right now, Kevin, in this division. Carson Wentz gets surgery. You know, it goes well, but he comes back week two, week three. It's clear that he doesn't have the mobility, and it's still lingering throughout the season. So maybe if he gets shut down. Now you're telling me that the Colts, who we were saying they're not going to make a move, go with a young kid for the entire season. Now we're looking in the territory here, Kevin, for the Tennessee Titans. It's not outlandish that they beat the Texans twice. Yeah. They beat the Jacksonville Jaguars twice. Yep. And now, instead of splitting with the Colts or maybe getting beat twice by the Colts if they're healthy, you sweep the Colts. So that's a 6-0 in the division as you play the rest of your schedule out. All you need to do for the Tennessee Titans, Kevin, is if you get to that 12-win mark, which you could be buoyed by six wins in your division, you are now looking at Coach of the Year. Say, boy, look at the job that Vrabel did down there with Tennessee. And if they get even higher in a possibility of a top seed, keep in mind, coaches get graded on Coach of the Year in the regular season. That's all that matters here. Mm-hmm. You might have an easy walk through that division, end up with double-digit wins. 27-1 here for Vrabel looks pretty good for me.
It's an excellent point by Donnie there. Truthfully, I saw this, I thought on it, I said, I want to hear what Donnie has to say about this, because the one thing I will tell people about Coach of the Year, we're going to talk college football in a little bit here, and college football on a Saturday, people have these long cards, right? 10, 15 games. That's what an NFL Coach of the Year card would look like for me. There are so many guys that jump off of the page here that feel like they can present a good case. But that case right there for Mike Vrabel is so spot on. If this Titans team is able to pull it together and end up with the best record in the AFC, or even the two seed in the AFC, that could be enough to seal the deal. And let me just point something out here. Odds for the best record in the entire NFL, the Titans are 24-1. Donnie, it feels fair to say that if they have the best record in the NFL, yes, that's Vrabel's award.
Hands down, and it's such a good point that you bring up here, because you're looking for every extra additive you can get. The same way, Kevin, we talked about for, you know, basically 30 days, if Milwaukee wins the championship, we know who the MVP, as long as he's healthy, is going to be. It has that same ring to it as well. And also, keep in mind, if the Tennessee Titans have that number one overall seed, not only is Vrabel a legitimate chance, but I can't help but think Derrick Henry probably had a big season. Ryan Tannehill probably had a big season. So that plays out in the NFL awards as well. Something to keep an eye on, but very astute point by you. Get a little bit extra bonus. If they have a really good team, that means that coach is probably going to win Coach of the Year.
No doubt about it. And even just, again, to compare the numbers, the Titans have the number one seed in the AFC is 17-1. At the minimum, if you're playing that number, if you're playing them for the best record, you have to grab a little bit of that Mike Vrabel number. We had some Heisman stuff here for Hot or Not. We're going to talk some college football in hour number two. A lot of good stuff to get into. We've got win totals on the board as well. Some interesting news around LSU, taking a look at schedules. So we'll push that back to hour number two. What's next right here, though, on the early line is the most unique hero of the night we have ever given out. That's next right here on Sports Grid.
Sometimes winning just comes.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, it is time to give out, as I said, the most unique ever, and probably ever will be, Hero of the Night. We go over to Yankee Stadium, where yesterday the Orioles beat the New York Yankees 7-1. You might see that result and think to yourself, now where could a hero possibly be found? A live team total? Probably not. Jorge Lopez for one hitting the Yankees through six innings? I still can't believe that's a reality, but no, it's not Jorge Lopez, and it certainly is not any New York Yankee. No, it is the only, not person, thing that provided entertainment to that game. It's the cat! The cat that was running around during the eighth inning making his great escape. If you haven't seen this, seek this video out. Boy, oh boy, did security have absolutely no answers for this cat here running around trying to jump over the fence. Couldn't make it happen. I mean, Donnie, this thing put on an absolute performance.
I mean, this guy, I mean, you're looking at this cat probably had some sort of an odds boost here on the New York Yankees, and I'm pretty sure he lived maybe a few blocks from Yankee Stadium on Jerome Avenue, watching with his, you know, parents or his, you know, mom and dad here. And he's like, you know what, Dad, I got to make a statement here. You know, I'm heading down. So he runs down Jerome Avenue, gets onto the field in a protest that basically says, I'm delaying this game long enough that maybe it would be postponed at this point. But from a perspective from the New York Yankees, this cat absolutely is the hero of the night. And I would not be surprised, Kevin, by next year if we have a special night for this cat in Monument Park for trying to change it around. Because let me get something straight here, Kevin. The Yankees go on a run. This cat is going to be the most sought-after cat in United States history here. As saying, do you remember the night the cat ran on the field and the Yankees went on a run to win the 2021 World Series? It's going to happen. Hero of the night, this cat. Tape this show. Remember this show, because the cat might be enough to propel this Yankees lineup to hit.
And at the minimum, when this absolute joke of a lineup kid is only getting one hit by one of the worst pitchers in all of the sport, at least the cat provided some entertainment. I'm going to take a deep breath. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back for hour number two.
When you're a winner, you get good at spotting advantages.
Like us.
Sports gaming strategies and expert information.
The winning.
Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here, early. Right now at Wayfair, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, holiday decor, and way more. Now is the time to score big, from seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, with Wayfair, enjoy fast and easy shipping, with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.